Amen. Praise God. The verse that we just read, the Lord's presence, Psalm 136, verse 7 and 8. To him that made great light for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day for his mercy endureth forever. As Brother Anand was leading us in reading this Bible verse, and we started reading this verse, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me, and he asked me, do you know what this verse means? They were saying, Lord, speak to us and tell us what it means, Father. And he said, to him that made great light for his mercy endureth forever. And Jesus said, that is referring to you and the church of the living God and my saints and my servants. To him that made great light for his mercy endureth forever. Another name for us is the sons of God. Another name for Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus, the name of Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. God has planned that all the characteristics of God should be fulfilled in us. God's plan is that his nature and character and the embodiment of his character and personality should be us, that we should become like him. The first character of God is that God is light and in him is no darkness. Therefore, God also wants us to be light. And therefore, this word to him that made great light for his mercy endures forever not only refers to the sun and the moon and the stars, but also refers to all the children of God in the church of the living God, New Jerusalem church, whom God has made great light. So we can go into the spirit and see what is happening. We can see each child of God in the church of the living God shining brighter than the sun in the firmament of heaven. That sun to rule by day for his mercy endures forever. God's characteristic light, heat and fire. He's a consuming fire. The same way God's children are also light, and like the glory of God, they are also a consuming fire. To him that made great light for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day for his mercy endureth forever. God has commanded us, the sons of righteousness, the sons of God, to rule over this earth, to rule over the universe, and to shine as great light in the firmament of heaven. This is written more clearly in Psalm 19. Hallelujah, praise God. Psalm 19. Hallelujah, praise God. We can read verse 4, 5, and 6. Hallelujah. Psalm 19, verse 4, 5, and 6. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. God is talking here about the sun and the moon and the stars and creation. But what God is saying here, their line is gone out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. He's talking about the church of the living God. Hallelujah. New Jerusalem church, the church of the living God, through whom? Hallelujah. Not only the light and the brightness and the fire of God, but the word of God has gone out to the ends of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, we see the bride of Christ clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars. This is the bride in all its perfection, shining as the sun. Hallelujah. When Paul the apostle, who was Saul, saw a vision of Jesus Christ, he saw him brighter than the sun and immediately was blinded. That is the brightness and the glory to which we are going day by day. Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But Jesus said, I am leaving the world and now you need to be the light of the world. The sun cannot lighten up the world because the powers of darkness are engulfed in darkness. The sun comes up every morning, but see the sin in the world, the powers of darkness, the demons creeping on this world, even in this country. And if you are not alert, they would even dare to get close to us. But thank God for the Holy Spirit that wants us like a radar saying, an attack is imminent.
Yes, the sun that God has created cannot lighten the world. It can lighten the physical world, but the sun cannot lighten up the spiritual world. The sun comes up every morning. God wants us to rise up every morning. And God wants us to lighten up the world. Hallelujah. Lighten up the world doesn't mean that a lot of people will follow us or thousands and millions will follow us. Our duty is to rise up in the morning,
even as the sun, and shine the light of the glory of God wherever we go. Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. I was in Walmart yesterday and I was seeing some inspirational words, and in one calendar, inspirational calendar, I saw this word and it really touched my heart. And it said, you are the only Christian that some people will ever know or see or touch or hear. Hallelujah. You are the only Christian. You are the only son of righteousness that some people will ever get to see. Hallelujah. We have been called to shine as the sun wherever we go, dispelling the darkness. I remember many, many years back, and I was shocked and surprised to learn that people were watching me. And after this boss made that statement, I went over to the presence of the Lord and said, Lord, I'm so scared and terrified. You know I'm not perfect. I have a long way to go to become like Jesus, but I'm moving towards perfection. But the word that this man said actually stunned me. What happened that day was nobody was interested, like Brother Anand, you know, nobody is interested. He has to work hard. I had a project that had to go out. Nobody was interested. Everybody said one guy had gone for a canoe trip. Another guy had gone for something else. Everybody had gone for their own thing and they said, bye-bye. You take care of it. You're the project manager. And I moved everything in that building. I learned how to use a reproduction. I learned how to do binding. Got a few paper cuts, blood, everything. Finally, I completed that project and I went over to the project manager. It was like 4 o'clock and I gave it to him and said, here is the project. And he looked at me and said, thank you, son, for shining as a light in the tower. And I didn't understand what he meant at that point. Then I remembered that that building is like a tower. It's got about 12 floors and I was on the 8th floor. And little things like this make a shine as the sun in all the places that we are. There is a beautiful verse in the Bible that Hallelujah Apostle Paul writes to the church. The church was grumbling because they were saying, nobody sweeps the floor, nobody does this, nobody does it at work, at home, everywhere. No one could care less. And I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to do it. And that is why Apostle Paul wrote to the church. Do nothing without grumbling or disputing. Do nothing without grumbling or disputing. Either it means we have to wipe the spilled coffee in the company kitchen. Even if we have to make copies and we have to bind sheets of paper. We have to do the mundane things. The Bible says, do all things without murmurings or disputing, that you may be harmless and blameless, shining as the sons of God in this dark and perverse world. Hallelujah! Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. His light will lighten the universe. When he gets taken up in the rapture, the light from us will also lighten up the universe. And then we and Jesus will come back down with light and glory of God brighter than the sun to light New Jerusalem and the entire world. We have called to be sons of righteousness with the Son of God, the true Son of God, the true Son of righteousness, with him and with the Father and the Holy Ghost. We are also being transformed into sons of righteousness. For the light to burn, there needs to be fuel. One day the sun that we see in the sky that rises up in the morning will start shining.
The fuel is dwindling down. When the fuel is out, the sun will be black. But the Holy Spirit that has been given to us never runs out. It is the river of the water of life flowing to all eternity. It is anointing oil that comes from all ends here and flows to the ends of his garment. This is anointing oil that will keep burning.
That's what Jesus said. John was a bright and a shining light. And you enjoyed him for a season. Jesus was a shining light. We have been given the anointing oil to shine with the light of God, the glory of God, brighter than the sun that we see in the sky that will become black one day.
Even as long after the sun has lost its shining power,
we will shine by the Holy Spirit. We have been called to shine. Let us continue shining, even as Psalm 19 says, let us lighten up the world, let us lighten up the universe. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us. May the Lord give us the grace to shine like Jesus through the oil of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.